Breathless in Delhi, Kejriwal Ghat's promises vs reality. Spending crores on advertisements is not the solution to curb pollution in Delhi. Because this is what we are seeing in the current AAP government in Delhi, CM Arvind Kejriwal is following his unique style to make Delhi pollution-free. The sharp increase in air quality index in national capital is a serious concern. A few days back, in some parts of the city, the AQI index exceeded 800. The residents of Delhi and adjoining areas are gasping for breath, with the air quality plunging to the severe category. The air quality in maximum parts of Delhi is now consistently over 500, which turns severely toxic. Arvind Kejriwal's government promises vs reality. People can never forget Kejriwal's promises of 2018 when he had not formed the government in Punjab. According to the facts figures, he promised Punjab the state would become free from stubble burning if AAP formed government in Punjab, and the AAP government will use the biodecomposer and, which will be sprayed in fields for free of cost in the entire Punjab. At present, did he follow his promise? In 2019, Kejriwal tweeted, claiming his government would convert stubble into CNG and this would solve the annual problems of Delhi pollution. But did he apply the same in Delhi and now in Punjab? In 2020, he told the benefits of stubble in front of the media. He brought a chemical solution to turn stubble into manures for farmers, he added further by saying how stubble could be turned into coal and bricks and used to generate electricity. In the same year, Kejriwal kept insisting that biodecomposer is the only solution to curb pollution, which he gave an example of Delhi's fields. He said he had transformed stubble into manure, helping farmers do away with the stubble burning. But in 2022, when AAP came to government in Punjab, the cases of stubble burning swiftly increased to 20% compared to last year. Keep in mind that Sangrur is the home district of Punjab. CM Bhagwant Mann recorded most of the cases of stubble burning. This can't deny saying that Punjab's stubble burning incidents drive Delhi's air pollution to new peaks daily. This time shares of stubble burning in Delhi's pollution has reached up to 38%. Where did central government funds go? In 2021, Kejriwal blamed the Punjab Congress government for Delhi's pollution, suggested biodecomposer, and said they could spray this at the cost of 50 lakh rupees across agricultural land in Punjab. In the last 5 years, the Punjab government received 1,347 crore rupees for 1.20 lakh crop residue management machines. What happened to that machine? How about 11,275 machines have gone missing? Why didn't biodecomposer sprayed by the AAP government in Punjab, as they suggested, identical to the previous state government? Last year Punjab left with 212 crore rupees, the previous unspent year, and the central government gave Punjab 280 crore rupees this year. So 492 crore rupees was available with the Punjab government, but the Aam Aadmi Party's, AAP, state government chose to sit with the funds and force helpless farmers to burn the crop residue. Will they explain what happened to these funds? 3,916 farm fire cases recorded in a single day. See how AAP government fails to cut down stubble burning in Punjab. AAP-led Punjab government took negligible steps to control stubble burning. No reasonable efforts were made in Punjab by the AAP government to apply the technique and methods for stubble management. The agricultural minister of Punjab, Kuldeep Dhaliwal, made an irresponsible comment by saying that how can Punjab pollution reach Delhi? As per the recent data of Punjab, between September 15 to November 2, a total of 17,846 stubble burning cases were recorded, in which around 12,229 stubble burning cases were seen just in 8 days. Friday, November 11, 3916 stubble burning cases were recorded in a single day, the highest number of incidents this season. It also surpasses the previous single-day stubble burning incidents of November 2 of 3,634 farm fire cases, and same-day 677 cases were reported from Sangrur. Why am I mentioning Sangrur? Because Sangrur is the native district of Punjab. CM Bhagwant Mann hiked by 139%, rising to 3,025 from 1,266 in comparison to last year. The local farmers in Punjab expressed dissatisfaction over AAP CM Bhagwant Mann Ghat's failure to find any alternative to stubble burning problems. Do we need enough proof to highlight the facts figure of who turned Delhi into the gas chamber? The Haryana government took steps to reduce stubble burning cases. Instead of blaming others, the data shows that Haryana is working extensively well to reduce stubble burning cases. Haryana saw a 30.6% sharp drop in stubble burning incidents. According to different areas of farmers, the milliliter Khaddar government buys the stubbles from them for 5,000 rupees acre and converts them into fodder. As per the report, the state government has also provided a 1,000 rupees per acre incentive for those who do not burn stubble. In addition, this farmer is provided 50 rupees per quintal incentive cash and subsidy on straw management equipment for creating stubble bales. Farmers will receive a 50% subsidy on agricultural residue management equipment and an 80% subsidy on custom hiring centers. Haryana has seen a 30.6% drop, and Uttar Pradesh too witnessed a decline of stubble burning incidents by 38% respectively during the same period. But Punjab saw a more than 20% rise in stubble burning cases this time, what was seen in 2021. Delhi is compelled by toxic breath air. As per the data available, the Arvind Kejriwal government brought a biodecomposer from Pusa with a cost of 3.79 lakh rupees and spent 63 lakh rupees sprinkling it on fields, and same spent 24 crore rupees in advertisement to let us know what he did. It sounds weird to say that the Kejriwal government spent around 99% of the entire amount allocated for this purpose. Keep in mind that a smog tower installed near the Shivaji Stadium metro station by the Kejriwal government is worth 20 crore and put up massively hoardings in the city, claiming it's India's first smog tower. But the truth is BJP MP Gautam Gambhir already installed a building in the Lajpatnagar area. Kejriwal government promised it would install more smog towers like this but has hardly seen any, and the reality is this keeps shut chiefly. How much AAP government is concerned about Delhi pollution curbing can be seen by an incident of October 5, 2022. AAP government burned garbages filled effigies in 3,500 locations across Delhi, despite Kejriwal government announcing a complete ban on burning it. Kejriwal left no way for the people of Delhi to inhale the toxic equivalent of smoking 20 cigarettes a day. And still, something substantial needs to be done to control air pollution. In every peculiar Ponzi scheme of the AAP government, there is complete surety of derails and failure because none of them is thoughtfully well designed. Blaming Diwali, blaming central government, blaming North India and running away from their responsibilities isn't the ultimate solution to curb the Delhi pollution. Many questions raise on to the failure of the Aam Aadmi Party, AAP, GOFT. On what basis will Arvind Kejriwal steps out appealing people to vote in the upcoming MCD elections? Thank you for listening to The Organizer.